Let's review what we covered in 24681. CAD stands for Computer Aided Design. What are the four topics covered in 24681? 1. Basic geometry. 2. Mesh-based modeling. 3. Curve and surface modeling. And 4. Solid modeling. Review of basic geometry. E3 stands for Euclidean space. R3 stands for vector space. 3 vector operations, used often in CAD, are dot product, cross product, and triple scalar product. Dot product measures projected distance. Cross product measures the area of a parallelogram. Triple cross product measures the volume of a parallelepiped. A fine combination of two points forms a line. A fine combination of three points forms a plane. Three forms of lines and planes equations are parametric form, vector form, and implicit form. The size of 2D homogeneous transformation matrix is 3 by 3. The size of 3D homogeneous transformation matrix is 4 by 4. In a 3D homogeneous transformation matrix, what do the top left 3 by 3 elements represent? Rotation, scaling, and shearing. In a 3D homogeneous transformation matrix, what do the top right 3x1 elements represent? Translation. What is a general rotation transformation? A rotation about a specified axis. A 4x4 homogeneous transformation matrix can be also interpreted as the representation of a 3D coordinate frame. Review of mesh-based geometry. Two mesh representation formats used in this class are STL and VRML. STL stands for stereolithography. VRML stands for virtual reality modeling language, which one contains not only geometric information but also topological information, STL or VRML. VRML. What mesh smoothing method did you implement in your problem set? Laplacian smoothing. Review of curve and surface modeling. In a CAD system, which representation is more useful in modeling curves and surfaces, implicit or explicit? Implicit. In a CAD system, which representation is more useful in modeling curves and surfaces, algebraic or geometric? Geometric. In a CAD system, what is the most commonly used form for representing curves and surfaces? Parametric. What are the two parametric representations of curves and surfaces that we studied in class? Hermite and Bezier. What is the common mechanism used in all the parametric representations of curves and surfaces? The weighted average of geometry vectors, or control points. Why cubic curves and surfaces are most commonly used? Because cubic polynomials strike a good balance between flexibility and controllability. What is the difference between geometric continuity and parametric continuity? Geometric continuity assures identical directions of a derivative vector, while parametric continuity assures both the direction and magnitude. Which continuity is more difficult to achieve, geometric or parametric? Parametric. What is the weight coefficients of Bezier curves and surfaces called? Bernstein polynomials. What is de Castel-Jau's algorithm useful for? It is useful for drawing a curve or surface graphically by using recursive subdivision. What are the 5 useful properties of a Bezier curve? 1. Convex hull property, 2. Endpoint interpolation, 3. Symmetry of control points, 4. Affine invariance, 5. Barycentric combination invariance. How many geometry vectors do you need to specify a bicubic Hermite surface? 16. What are the 4 difficult geometry vectors to specify for a bicubic Hermite surface? 4 twist vectors. What is a typical way of specifying twist vectors? Make them zeros. How many control points do you need to specify a bicubic Bezier surface? Is a torus a quadric surface? No. What are the natural quadrics? Cylinder, cone, sphere, plane. Review of solid modeling. In which branches of mathematics does the theoretical foundation of solid modeling come from? Point set topology, and algebraic topology. What are the 3 conditions of a valid solid in point set topology? 1. Rigidity, 2. Regularity, and 3. Finiteness. What does R set stand for? Regularized point set. How do you check if a point set is R set or not? Take the interior of the point set and then take the closure. What is the Euler characteristics for a plane model? The Euler characteristics of a plane model is the number of vertices minus the number of edges plus the number of faces. It should be 2 for all the plane models. What is the Euler characteristics for a model with holes? The Euler characteristics equals H0 minus H1 plus H2, where H0 is the zeroth Betti number, H1, the first Betti number, and H2, the second Betti number. What is the Euler-Poincaré formula for a model with holes, but no rings? V minus E plus F equals 2 times S minus H. What is the Euler-Poincaré formula for an open surface model? V minus E plus F equals 2 times S minus H minus V. What is the extended Euler-Poincaré formula for a model with holes and rings? V minus E plus F equals 2 times S minus H plus R. What are the common 5 layers of CAD systems? Starting from the lowest level, 1 mathematical model, 2 data structure, 3 Euler operators, 4 modeling operators, and 5 end user application. What is the most common data structure for boundary representation? Winged edge data structure. A variation of winged edge data structure we discussed in class was half-edge data structure. 4 plane models, with only vertices, edges, and faces, how many Euler operators do you need? 4 in total, 2 operators and their inverse operators. For general models with shells, holes, and rings, how many Euler operators do you need? 10 in total, 5 operators and their inverse operators. What are the 3 types of decomposition models that we discussed in class? 1. Cell decomposition, or mesh, 2. Spatial occupancy enumeration, and 3. Octree. What does CSG stand for? Constructive solid geometry. What are the 4 elements of CSG? 1. Primitives, 2. Rigid motion, 3. Regularized Boolean set operation, and 4. Binary tree structure. What is KD tree? It is a binary tree that uses the X, Y, and Z axes separately in each tree level. What does BSP tree stand for? Binary space partitioning tree.